the human brain processes only a fraction of the information available to it. By some estimates, the brain receives 6 billion bits of data per second, such as sound vibrations, photons, X-ray and gamma radiation, electromagnetic static, and various chemical and electrical signals from the immediate environment. A flood tide that gets squeezed into the trickle of experience we actually notice and respond to. But what we notice isn't the same as what we know. For example, so-called idiot savants can instantaneously compute long strings of numbers, tell the day of the week that any date falls on in the future, remember every detail of their past, and learn difficult languages with incredible fluency. Joseph Chilton Pierce, a specialist in childhood development, writes about the savant syndrome in his book, The Biology of Transcendence. Pierce is particularly intrigued by how an automobile savant could take one look at a parking lot and tell you the make, model, and year of every car in it without being able to read. How does he know this without reading magazines that feature the latest models, including European models that had received no publicity in the United States? It seems as if these savant children are accessing the minefield of possibility. Genius is another way to access the field beyond normal abilities. Musical prodigies like Mozart can see whole symphony scores in their heads. One such prodigy, now enrolled in the Juilliard program for composers, has been able to switch between four channels of music in his head since early childhood. When asked to write a new sonata for violin, he simply turned to the appropriate channel and took dictation. A direct link to the field of information seems possible then, and we move closer to the possibility that the brain is the receiver of mind, not its creator. This is important to the afterlife because upon dying, we have no brain, but do desire to keep our minds. If the Vedic seers are right, the human brain connects us to infinite consciousness. The fact that we shut out so much of the minefield doesn't mean we have to. Why don't we access more of the minefield ourselves? In fact, we do. The brain adapts to the field at will. If you intend to learn Chinese ideograms, of which there are thousands, you can apply yourself and gradually a system of meaningless ink strokes will be transformed into a meaningful area of knowledge. Once mastered, the Chinese language becomes part of you. In essence, you have accessed the minefield and willed your own evolution. Intelligence and meaning aren't only in here as a subjective creation of the brain, or out there as a freestanding object. The give and take by which the brain creates meaning is also how it creates the world and creates itself. All these processes actually belong to one process, the self curving back onto itself to create again and again, as Lord Krishna says, because the field is innately creative. It formed the human brain, which is so receptive that it took the next leap and learned to create new thoughts, abilities, and memories on its own. Our brains are still acting out the total activity of the cosmos, but we happen to claim that I am thinking, when it's just as true to say, the mind field is thinking through me.